jerseys in town tonight. Leafs Devils on TSN 1050. You can watch it on TSN 4. We got James Duffy in studio. What's happening?
How are you,
JD?
Bud? How are things?
We're doing really well. Good. Leaf game tonight. It's been a while. Matthews won't play.
There's only one question. It's an NHL locker room question for James.
All right.
Are you under the weather or did you go out last night?
I'm under the weather. Why do I have that look to me?
You just, that's two options.
Yeah.
You got a bit of the sniffles?
Yeah, not just the voice. I've been just, I think that football game in Ottawa last week, not that it was even that cold, but sitting out. I'm just a wuss. I'm soft, buddy. You know that.
It's a big time of year for you. Are you going to be down at BMO on Sunday? Like you
doing... time of year where you forget whether you're doing football or hockey.
Well, and I'm doing TFC now. So
really?
I do Sunday. I do the East and West final.
You don't need to. You just tell the bot. Like you don't leave it to those guys. You're not even good at soccer.
What a gutless comment!
I'm just saying, leave it to those guys. They got the accents. They're like they're the best.
I'm going to bring a fake accent onto the set, but I can't really do English or Australian. Like Indian's the only one I do well. So should I do that? Should I bring that out?
It's not cricket.
Yeah.
I got nothing. So I got TFC. I got football on Sunday, and TFC, and then Grey Cup. And the next week I got Leafs, then TFC, then Leafs. It's going to get confusing. At some point I will make a mistake. I'll call Morgan Riley, Mike Riley.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen inevitably somewhere along the way, or something like that.
You'll call Javinko Austin Matthews.
Well, he's not even playing in game one, so make sure you get that right.
Right.
Javinko's not. That would be great.
No Matthews tonight. No Javinko game one. I got that part down.
That's the truth. I mean, big superstars. And now DeLon Wright, who's not a superstar, but he's not going to be playing for the Raps anytime soon.
Did they announce what that is?
Yeah, dislocated right shoulder.
Okay, so this is the one. You know how we say sportscasters never play doctors?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I can play doctor on because I've had the surgery. So, and everybody always loops dislocation and separation the same way when they're completely different. So separation is, you can actually heal faster from a dislocated shoulder than a separated shoulder. But with a dislocated shoulder, you need surgery eventually. Whereas a separated shoulder, in 4 to 5 weeks, you could be back and fine.
Right.
So he's screwed. He will need surgery. Now, he could keep trying to play and strengthen it and try to get through it, but it'll keep popping out.
Well, last year he dislocated the same shoulder, and he had surgery, and he missed like 53 games.
Oh, okay, so that's huge. I didn't realize he had the surgery last year. I thought he tried to rehab it.
And now he's dislocated
again.
Same shoulder.
So that's freakish.
It really is, and it wasn't like...
It was nothing.
Nothing. Like, he went up for kind of to try to steal a ball or, try to pick up a rebound that he wasn't really going to pick up anyway.
Because when you have surgery for a dislocation, it's actually better. Like, it's tighter than it was. So the problem you can have is range of movement, but it shocks me that it came out again.
Yeah, so he's going to be out for a while.
Uh-huh.
And Raptors are playing well. DeLon Wright been playing well, but... You know, Matthews not in tonight, and like you said, Javinko and Altidore won't be playing game one on Tuesday when TFC's down in Columbus. So those are the superstars of superstars in Toronto. And we've been discussing what this means, the level of concern that he's not playing tonight. This will be four games, but, you know, we're talking like 10 days now. Like, this isn't like it was four games and six nights. There's been a lot of time in between these games, and he's not playing again tonight.
He's in full panic mode is what he's trying to say.
Brian is in full panic mode?
Well, I'm worried that if it's his back, and that's kind of what I think it is, but I have no idea. They don't.
It was interesting that he was out there skating, and I think everybody assumed it was a given that he would play.
I thought he was playing tonight.
Yeah. So that's a little bit worrisome. And the whole back thing, no one's ever said that, right? Is this one of the things that everybody has been speculating, or is it one of those...
Well, I think they go back to he had a back injury in Switzerland, did he not?
I think it was the upper back, if I recall correctly. I think it was up in the upper part of his back. I don't think it was lower. So I don't know what the hell it is.
Back's scary.
Speculating, yeah.
Cody Hodgson, that was his career, basically. You can say that Cody Hodgson flamed out, but he had a back injury that was misdiagnosed, wasn't treated properly, and he was never the same player again. I'm not trying to scare people. But
that happened, just to interject, when the first year he was drafted, it was in a weightlifting session.
Correct.
So he was drafted in the first round. He was at a Vancouver off, you know, a development camp training thing when he first did it.
Right, and then it caused separation with the team because he felt like he'd gotten, he wouldn't go to the Vancouver Doctors anymore, and that probably part of the reason he got traded, but he was never the same again as a player. Now, again, there's a million different back injuries. I'm sure Austin Matthews will be fine, but I don't think you should be in full panic mode, but it's a little bit concerning that he was skating and then is not playing, that he wasn't feeling well after skating, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would like to have more information on. And short term, I'm not that concerned because he is skating. He's going to play. I guess you can't predict if he's going to play on Saturday in Montreal. That would be a bummer if he's not available for that game. But he's going to return at some point here, and he'll start playing again, and I assume he'll pick up where he left off.
And they can't lose without him. And here is something from my pregame show missive from the evil quizmaster. The Leafs last year with Nikita Soshnikov, 30-15-11, the highest points percentage by any single Toronto player who appeared in at least 25 games.
Is that right? That's a great little nugget you got there. Why would you waste that on this show? That's an opener.
Oh, I'll be using it again.
I think it's good, though, because now they'll be able to get a top two defenseman for Soshnikov.
Right.
When all the teams around the league figure out that they need Soshnikov, that top two defenseman's coming to the Leafs.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson, look out, Arizona. You're getting Soshnikov and a winning percentage through the roof.
Do you not think they're possibly looking at a situation where Leo Komarov, he's an unrestricted free agent? Do you think, for what he brings to the table, that Soshnikov could possibly be a replacement for that?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do think. And you know, the dollars, you start to look at what the dollars are.
Oh, no kidding. I'm sure Leo Komarov's going to say, you know what, you're going to sign me? I want $3.5 to $4 million.
He's not getting that. There's no way.
Well, not here, he's not. Taking a discount if he wants to sign as a free agent. He probably thinks of himself as somewhat of a valuable commodity.
If someone gives Leo Komarov $4 million, they should be fired on the spot.
What does he make right now? 3.3?
2.9,
no, he makes like 2.8, 2.9. And at the time, remember, we're like, he got 2.8, 2.9? He's a third or fourth line, you know, grinder that kills penalties.
But to Jeff's point, if the Leafs have success this year and he's any part of it, he'll get 4x3.4 or something like that, right?
You think Komarov will get that?
The numbers always sound crazy, and then July 1st happens and they happen.
Yeah, old Arizona steps up. We're so bad, I might have to pay that guy.
Right.
Well, that's how it happens. If that happens, then the Leafs better be like,
the Ekman-Larsson.
There's 23 less players available now because of Vegas expansion. So now you're going further down. That's 23 players that would be available that aren't available anymore, right?
The Ekman-Larsson thing's interesting, by the way, too, because from what I heard out of Arizona, that coaching staff was not happy with him maybe up to a couple of games ago. So I don't know if that season's lost. I would be making calls on him if I was a bunch of teams.
Greg called
in the National
that 2 years
Hockey
ago.
League.
He's like, just go right to Arizona and look at Ekman-Larsson.
Yeah.
That team's going nowhere, so why do you want to keep him? What, do you want to have a stud 1A defenseman on a team that's garbage?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. You just start picking at the carcass, and you just go right to the.
And now, if you go and get him now, if we went to the trade deadline, you're looking at two playoff runs because he's got this year and another year.
Right.
But you get him now. You know, try to get the bidding going now. I mean, if I'm Arizona, their next big date is coming when the draft lottery is revealed.
Absolutely.
That's their next big date, and they're just praying to God that it comes up one.
Well, they are absolutely the lock of the century to be dead last this season.
They might post a number that's record-breaking.
Oh,
Well, the last year, since the lockout, Colorado was the worst record since the lockout. And in this year, Arizona will break that record.
They're coming for them. So they're going to have the best percentage. Did you see the highlights circulating the internet of Dahlin scoring again today?
No.
This kid looks like Bobby Orr. Like, the highlights, I know you can't just look at a highlight because I'm sure he may have been -3 with a couple of dumb penalties.
It doesn't matter.
He's a lock.
He's brilliant.
He's a lock, number one lock, right?
Lock. James, there is nobody close. There is nobody on this planet that's close to him. I've told people, don't suggest any names to me. There's nobody close to him.
Okay, so he's...
I was very disappointed.
I used to bug you about the whole generational thing because
he's
we had those
freak youth. Defenseman.
He is, right?
Yes, he is. He is to the number one defenseman what Matthews and McDavid were to centers.
In all my years of covering the World Juniors, I was very disappointed last year when he didn't play for two periods and they were down and then they decided to put him on.
What was your favorite year covering the World Juniors?
I think you go back to that line brawl over in Europe. Janny and Fleury and those guys were fighting.
Yeah. Last year was Jeff's first year covering the World Juniors.
For those
listeners,
can I tell you what?
And he's not back this year.
I got to tell you a funny. I got to tell you a funny story. So 2 years ago, I know. Dominic Turgeon was playing for the U.S. at the Ivan Hlinka tournament in Piastani, and his dad Pierre was there. And so I'm talking to Dominic. I said, "Yeah, this is where your dad played in the tournament." He goes, "No." I said, "No, Glasgow." I'm telling you, this was right the rink. He goes, "No, I've seen tapes of it. This wasn't the rink." I said, "Dominic, it is the rink." He goes, "Oh yeah." Pierre goes, "Yeah, it was right here. This is where the lights went out." And you get, we all have this image of the lights going out, but you get into the rink and you're going, "Couldn't have been this rink."
No way.
It's too nice.
Yeah. It was not nice.
It was the opposite. All right, Leafs Devils tonight on TSN 4 pregame at
Craig Button,
I believe,
in the pregame tonight.
Yeah.
Doing a ranking of the top. The core four, there's some cutesy name to it. Core four under 24. Which teams have the best four players under 24? Number one on the list, should we tell them?
Yes.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
And I've got a hot take.
That was my idea last year, by the way.
That I think their fifth player on that list would be on maybe 25 of these teams.
Connor Brown.
Yep,
you're right.
The fifth guy would be on 25 other teams.
But you can't put him ahead of the other four.
No, you can't.
But he should be the, not. I don't know. You do 3 hours a day, but he should be the most talked about Leaf of this year. He is the most, he could be the most underrated player in the NHL, which is impossible for a guy in Toronto. Don't you think?
Yeah, I was
watching him the other night.
Great.
Can I tell you who it reminds me of?
Yes.
And we had him. Three Selke trophies. Jari Lehtinen. They fix everything.
All right, Duthie. We'll see you tonight, buddy. There he is. James Duthie. Leafs Devils.
Are you trying
on.
To get to a break?
Well, no, I'm in trouble because Duthie's got to run and do a bunch of other TV hits and stuff. So
who cares?
Yeah, I tried to tell Hunt that. I'm like,
probably a Sens quiz.
Yeah, it's all good.
Take our time.